This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I need some dirt. This is a My Talk Dirt Alert. Up-to-the-minute entertainment and pop culture news heard at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
Yeah, that's really great. Could you please tell us what's going on?
Spider-Man Far From Home will come back to theaters with additional footage. That's right. On August 29th, 4 minutes of additional action will be available for you to see.
Ooh.
4 minutes.
We need that 4 minutes, guys.
We got 4 minutes to save the world.
Avengers Endgame will also return to theaters this summer with additional scenes at the end of the movie.
Oh, wow.
Just another way for them to make more money off of the fans.
Yep.
This is crazy.
Brilliant.
Oh. Is it or is it exploitation?
Oh, well. I mean, we're not being forced to see it, but still. And then this is one of the biggest stories of the day because Sony and Disney couldn't come to an agreement on the future of Spider-Man movies. His time with the Marvel Universe is done. The whole dispute was because of money. Disney wanted a 50-50 financing arrangement, and Sony wanted to keep the deal as it was with Marvel, getting around 5% of the gross. That's significantly different, you would think, 5% to 50%. Couldn't they just have a 25% and negotiate in the middle there, maybe? Or
yeah, I don't know. I'm sure that's what Disney's point of view is. Yeah.
Presumably it's just one step towards the inevitable deal that ultimately will happen.
Yeah.
We need to get there. Hopefully the fans will be outraged enough because Spider-Man is such a part of Marvel Universe. How are they going to explain that away?
Right, but Sony will still be doing their Tom Holland 2 Spider-Man movies.
Yes.
All right, Billie Eilish sees it as slut-shaming when people compliment her for wearing baggy clothes. We just talked about baggy clothes. Okay, I like this. Think about it. To her, it sounds like they're saying, I'm so glad that you're dressing like a boy, so other girls can dress like boys too, so that they aren't sluts. You get it?
Yeah.
It is kind of, if you think about it deeper. So good for her for bringing that to our attention. We need to pay attention to things like
no
this.
No slut shaming.
No.
Yeah.
All right, that's the latest story. You can find more on our app and mytalk1071.com.
Thanks for alerting us.
My Talk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour. And at 820, 1220, and 520. On My Talk 107.1.
What magic do the sticks have in store for you? We're going to find out in just moments. Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour here on My Talk 107.1. It's just about 8:04. It's Wednesday, a gorgeous day. I hope you're enjoying yourself as you're either on your way or already at work. Good morning, Jason and Alexis here on My Talk 107.1. Alexis Thompson, Dawn McClain, and it's time to whip out some sticks.
Can I read your stick?
Time once again for Jason and Alexis, well, mostly Alexis, to read your stick.
Can I read your stick?
You can read it if you like. Like.
Shake them stickies.
You hear that? It's 100 bamboo sticks right there. Ooh, ready to go. We thank you, Cindy and Katie, for calling. Let's get right into it.
I'm very excited. This is always my favorite part of the show.
Are we gonna read your sticks today, too?
Maybe.
Maybe we will do that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But first, let's get to Cindy.
Yes.
Cindy, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, Cindy. Mm-hmm. Personal, professional?
Personal, please.
Personal.
Personal stick.
All righty, then. This one's for Cindy.
Oh.
Ooh.
That one just popped out, didn't it?
It did. Wow. Cindy, you got stick six.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
She's
six
already going.
Doesn't sound good. Okay.
Let's see what it says here. Here's what the ancient text says. Make your home in the cave and the birds as your companions. Mm. Be content with yourself and be jealous of none.
Every man can stand by himself and make his own living. None is so lucky to travel over the world.
Mm. Wow. Well, there you go.
What does that mean,
interesting.
Alexis?
Thanks for asking. Here you go. This scene shows a man having only birds for company.
What?
You must lead your life in accord with your lot. Food will be scanty, but you must learn to be content and lead a simple life. Be patient and enjoy what you have. Let others pursue wealth and power.
Oh, God, that sounds kind of depressing.
Oh, it's only for today, Cindy.
Your cupboards are bared today, so maybe go to the grocery store.
Live in a cave?
Oh. Yeah, I don't know about living in a cave.
Yeah, that might get kind of cold.
I know. Well, today might be a good day to live in a cave.
Oh, it says prospects are unfavorable for domestic matters and for money making.
Oh no!
But again, that's
are you
just
going
for
to work today?
Well, I'm already here, and it's kind of a crappy day already. I guess.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, it can only get better.
Here's the silver lining. It says a visitor will come soon, and the missing person or thing that you might be looking for will reappear. So if you've been
did
missing
you lose
something,
anything, like
lose
some earrings
something.
Or something?
No, I haven't lost anything, but I'll be at the state fair for the next 14 days work or 12 days working.
Oh,
so I'll probably
so
see someone
we.
I haven't seen for a while.
And you might lose your sanity.
Well, I've already done that.
Cindy. All right, well, we'll see you at the fair. Where are you going to be?
I'm in the lower grandstand selling a salsa maker.
Oh, fun. What is a salsa maker?
You put all your fresh vegetables in, and it's a manual food chopper, and it's got a mandolin attachment to it, and it's pretty cool thing.
So are you going to have the headset on and be doing some demos?
No, I actually just take the money.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good
I'm
for
the
you.
Controller.
All right. Cindy, we'll look for you. I always go to the grandstand. Okay.
Thanks, Cindy.
All righty, then. Have a great day, you guys.
Bye. You too.
It said she wasn't going to be getting a lot of money, though.
That stick didn't really,
it's just today, though.
It's just today. Tomorrow's the fair, so tomorrow will be substantially better.
It will be fantastic. But sometimes we do want to move into a cave, right? And just want to have animals as our companions.
Oh, God.
Sometimes that sounds fantastic.
Do you remember the book, My Side of the Mountain? It's my favorite book as a kid, where the kid goes off into the forest and like lives in a tree with animals. That's like my life.
Oh, cute.
Right. See?
Oh, I wish.
Aww.
Someday.
Someday it will happen. All right. Who do we got next on?
We have Katie on the phone with us. Hi, Katie.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Do you like a personal or professional reading?
I would like Mama Alexis to read my stick for professional, please.
Professional
sticky.
All right, Katie. Here we go.
Oh.
Did you see that, Bradley?
Yes.
That one just popped out.
What is it?
45.
Wow.
45.
All right,
also
Katie.
Channel.
Yeah, that's why you have to say it like that every time. All right, here's what your stick says. The tender and meek shall conquer the violent and strong.
Oh my
God. What does this mean?
The kind-hearted will receive reward. Their many deeds of kindness add up to such great merit. The thirst of a man is quenched by the seeds of by the juice of fairy seeds.
No, this is one of our favorites. Yeah.
We love this one.
The juice of fairy seeds?
That's right. Quench that thirst, baby. So, kind-hearted today. Just keep that in your heart and be tender.
Are you tenderoni?
As far as I know, I'm tenderoni.
Yeah, it says always be tender and kind toward people. You will gain great merit to know your future fully. You must bear in mind that your patron saint will also be ready to come to your rescue if needed.
Okay, so I feel like she's going to face some sort of attack. Didn't you say like violent something?
Yeah, there's some strong-willed, some people who don't use the best measures to gain power. They will not succeed because your kindness wins. And that's you.
Do you have any like meetings scheduled for the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't have any meetings. I'm just kind of waiting on some interviews that I've done. So.
Ooh. Okay. All right.
Well, you're going to win out in the end.
Yeah.
Yes.
It might get a little weird, but.
It already has.
Yeah, it's already there.
It already has.
Just keep going for the day. Thank you so much, Katie.
All right, thank you. Guys.
Thank you.
Day.
You too, and good luck. Ooh, I hope
that's so nebulous.
Successful.
Like, how do you even know?
Right.
What it's
I know. Sometimes it doesn't resonate until later.
Right? Until after the fact, you're like, oh.
Oh, right.
That's what that stick meant.
Uh-huh.
All right, Bradley.
Oh, do I get to do one?
Let's read your
personal
stick.
Or professional, Bradley?
I need a personal.
Oh, personal. All right. Since you're right here.
Now, I've been relatively lucky. So I'm going to knock on wood.
That could end right now.
Doesn't run out.
Just kidding. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Stick time, Bradley.
Oh! That just popped out.
It did.
Yeah.
Your stick is 18.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, I like
that. I think we've ever had this stick before.
18, you add that together, that's a 9.
Yeah.
So I feel like a 9 is a good number.
Okay.
9 is good, yes.
Okay, 18. All right. What does 18 do?
18, here we go. Good old number for today. Games of chance are sure to pay.
Ooh!
You got a little rhyme there for yours.
Lottery tickets in my future.
It says, far in the horizon, the crow or the sun falls, the rabbit or the moon rises.
Okay.
Day and night succeed each other since the world began.
I don't... What?
Believe that all is wisdom.
Okay.
Be a scholar or a peasant, worker or merchant.
I mean, I'm boy, there's not a lot any of going those on things. Here.
So no matter what you are, all is wisdom.
Oh, so I'm smart today.
Yeah, today's a great day to write your book or start on your docuseries or what else you got going on? Podcasting?
Well, I'm gonna do some stuff.
Right.
Go to the gym.
Be productive.
Watch TV.
There you go. Very productive.
Yeah. So I'm going to be productive.
That's what that means.
But you said I was going to be lucky. Does that mean I should buy a lottery ticket?
You know what? You can interpret that however you'd like.
Okay.
I don't want to be responsible for you losing.
Well, I mean, it's a lottery ticket. It's not like I'm going to be out that much.
You sound like you're going to be like, Alexis, you lied to me.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you hateful woman!
But it could happen. You know what I'm saying, Noah? Good old number for today. Games of chance are sure to pay. All right. So, yeah, take some chances today, Bradley.
Okay.
And if that's lottery is what the answer is there, then...
Lottery or... I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Take a chance on a new recipe.
Ooh, yeah. You know, you into potting some cool things?
Halfway through me saying that, I thought, this is lame. Don't say this.
Yeah. Try a new hairstyle. Maybe a different color panties.
Is this what I've become on the radio?
Yep.
Try a new recipe.
Yes. God, kill me.
Frequently, I got to look in my recipe box. Oh, I haven't tried these bars before.
Oh, no.
But my luck is in full force, so.
Well, you must be doing something right there. You're still doing some fun recipes and looking
for
it.
In your air fryer, your Instant Pot.
Doing some cool. Oh, yeah, you got your. We haven't talked to you since you got your air fryer.
I have to return it because it broke.
Oh, my God.
Of overuse?
No, the rotisserie part.
Isn't spinning. Uh-oh.
So I have to send it back. I'm a little bummed about it, but I'm not going to hold it against him because I love my Instant Pot and my Instant Pot blender. And now you're talking about the Instant Vortex, which is an air fryer with a rotisserie function.
Did you at least get to fry something before and experience that goodness?
No.
You started with the big chicken?
Yeah.
That's
all I want is rotisserie chicken, man.
The leg.
That's all you wanted.
Yes.
Oh,
I love me some roast
chicken. You know what's really great, speaking of chicken in the air fryer, is just to get chicken strips, just regular packaged chicken, like
tenders.
Grilled.
Yeah.
Oh, and you mean just, like grilled chicken?
Yeah, pop just like a regular, it's not breaded or anything. I'm just saying in your fresh... raw meat section.
Yes.
It's so easy. You just toss them in a little bit of olive oil with salt on it and put it in that air fryer. It's so... I don't want to use the word that starts with a J because I don't like those, but wow.
Moist and succulent.
Oh, come on now. But it really is like...
flavorful.
Really great.
It's really?
So easy. Oh, my gosh.
And how
gosh.
Long does it take you?
I think like 15 to 18 minutes.
Well, that's not bad.
Wait, and how does it taste again? Is it like... what's the... consistency?
Well, it's
the
not
texture?
Dried out, let's say that. It's just Plum? Like having sex descriptors. With a walrus, let's say that.
Oh, ew, no.
I know how to stop this talk real quick.
Like, you will admit to wanting to have sex with a walrus.
I listen. If you just
but you can't
us,
talk about juicy chicken
stop.
Tenders.
Oh no,
juicy.
All I said was we were playing Would You Rather.
Uh-huh.
The question was, would
all these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Would you rather never have sex again or have sex with a walrus once and have
and
sex?
Then continue yeah. after that yeah. with the human?
I said I'll do
species.
The walrus.
And Bradley, of course, is Googling how big is
they
a walrus?
They have penis bones. They oh have God. A giant bone in their Schwanzengruber. And I'm like, you don't want that. They can be up to 25 inches long.
Owie, owie, owie. I think if you're, oh, ouchie.
If you're choosing anything and you're like, this is my choice, I'm doing it, you can endure things, right? Can you?
No! Nobody can endure 25.
You don't know me like that.
Yes, I do.
Oh, no.
And if I don't, you need to be like Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yeah, you're the freak show.
You're in the wrong business, honey.
That's right.
If that is not a problem.
Oh, God. Well, that is something.
I don't know. Not tried that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And let's hope.
No.
That you don't.
Oh, and this will be quite a transition here because we need to talk about the lactation station. Oh.
Way to work that in.
Yeah, you know, hey, yeah. You could go. You might need a diaper after all of that, Dawn, and guess where
oh,
you
God.
Could go during the fair?
Stop it!
You could go to the lactation station.
She's dirtier than I am.
Yes, she is.
I just don't know it because she's
it's
so
like
sweet.
On our show, yeah. On the Colleen and Bradley show, Holly will just come in with the most oh, vile thing.
Right.
And we're like, what? What are you saying?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I was dirty.
Well.
Anyway, we can go there if you need to change your baby,
yes.
Quite frankly. WIC has the lactation station there. You mm-hmm. can change your baby. You can nurse. It's private. It is out of the heat, yes. Air-conditioned, and man-free.
Yes, and filtered water. Thank you, Connecticut and Aquarius Home Services. Patio Town will also have some really comfortable rocking chairs in there. So, you know, don't change your baby's diaper in the middle of the road at the fair. You know, come to the lactation station.
I'll be in there giving free
No,
you're not
massages.
Allowed.
Wow.
Okay, well, maybe for that, if you have a blindfold on.
Can you imagine?
Oh, like, God. Hey, do you need a massage?
No problem. I got you. MyTalk1071.com. Keyword ferret starts tomorrow.
Keyword ferret?
Fair. Fair.
Oh,
it.
Okay.
Oh, fair. Breathe. It starts tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Ferrets. Oh, no. Don't Google that.
Let's what? Go
to, we'll do the Dirt Alert with Elizabeth Reese. Okay. It's next.
Oh. This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Here with all the latest from Hollywood, it's Elizabeth Reese doing a Dirt Alert.
Good morning, guys. Hi.
Good morning.
Nice to be with you. Last day before the fair.
Here we go.
Getting geared up. There's no turning back now, you guys.
Nope.
It's not like you could ever turn back any other day. It just really feels like today.
Yep.
You know who did turn back is Katie Holmes. She is out of her relationship with Jamie Foxx, and there are a couple of details. Sources telling Page Six that the trouble really started earlier in the summer, and they broke up. After they were supposed to meet up in Montauk for Memorial Day weekend, but Katie called 2 hours before he was supposed to get on a plane from LA to New York and canceled.
Oh.
And he was really upset.
Wow.
Another source is saying Katie was supposed to go to Montauk to join Jamie, but he did something crappy at the last minute, and that was that.
Okay.
This source saying he canceled on his own and never got on the plane.
Oh, I just love this juvenile.
I know.
You know, she said, he said.
And we'll never hear from them.
No.
They're going to keep this nice and quiet.
Yeah,
we can speculate all we want.
I just hope that Katie Holmes has some sort of journal in a safe so that after she passes away, this is morbid, but that the entire story is told about what happened with Tom Cruise.
Well, maybe just he'll pass away also morbid.
Oh, right.
And then she can tell all.
That's more likely.
Aha.
That's more likely. Although he's thinking he's going to live forever, thanks to his friends in Scientology.
Good luck to him.
Good luck. Lori Loughlin is remorseful and has definite regrets amid this college admissions scandal. So legal sources are talking to People magazine about this and saying that she's embarrassed and hurt, and she knows that her reputation has been ruined for life, but she also believes the allegations against her aren't true. She did not think that what she was doing was any different than donating money for a library or an athletic field. That's the crux of why she pleaded not guilty.
Okay.
The reality is seeping in.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I do continue to say, I mean, so she and her husband allegedly paid $500,000 to Rick Singer, this admissions consultant, to falsely designate their daughters as recruits to USC's crew team, even though neither actually participated in the sport. And I'm not, you know, I've been saying this the whole time because I don't excuse their actions, but I don't think it's as simple as going, they thought they were bribing. I think this guy, Rick Singer, sold them a bill of goods that said, this is how everybody does it. If you have money, this is what you do. This is how they raise money for all of these things. Like, how do you think that these schools keep running? It's from money like this, from students like this. And they have a certain percentage of applicants that are dedicated towards this type of admissions process. I can just see the whole conversation.
Yeah.
It's not as simple as going, you're going to break the law and I will help you bribe them to get your daughters in. It's like, there's just no way that that happened. I'm not saying that what they did was legal.
I mean, it is possible that that's the case.
It's totally possible.
However, at the end of the day, ignorance is not a justification for, you know, breaking the law.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
That's fair.
So they'll still be held accountable.
You guys, Larry King filed for divorce from Sean King, and she was apparently blindsided by this. They have been married for almost 22 years. She is his 7th wife.
Yes.
Larry King cited irreconcilable differences as the reason for the split, lists the date of separation as June 6th, 2019. This is the second time they've separated. They previously filed for divorce in 2010, but eventually reconciled. They got married in 1997, and they have two sons. One is 20 and one is 19. Now,
maybe
Larry
it's
King
the age
actually,
of his kids that he's like, they're like, okay, we can do this now.
Now I can get out.
Yeah.
He's been married 8 times, even though this is his 7th wife, because one time, you know, he was married twice to the same woman. That's a lot of times.
That's just a lot of marriages. And I wonder how many, like, alimonies, checks he's cutting every month.
Well, he's 85. I mean, so that's a marriage a decade.
Because he has multiple children. So presumably he paid a certain amount of child support as well.
Yeah. There have been lots of rumors that she has been having an affair and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So maybe that led to it. The Dancing with the Stars season 28 cast revealed.
Maybe he'll do Dancing with the Stars.
Maybe he will. They have some good ones, though.
And some bad ones.
And some bad ones,
personal opinion.
But Hannah Brown, who was The Bachelorette, she's there. Lamar Odom. I think that'll be interesting. He'll certainly have some compelling stories to tell.
Yeah,
James Van Der Beek.
That was an interesting one. Like, I'm like, what is James Van Der Beek up to that he needs to do a turn?
He's got like 5 kids.
I know. Christie Brinkley. That's a good one.
Oh, that is a good get.
Yeah, you guys, this isn't that bad.
You think she's got some rhythm?
Oh, I'm sure. She's fabulous, don't you think?
Yeah.
Kate Flannery, who played Meredith on The Office, who I've heard from Steve Patterson is like the nicest person in the world.
Oh, interesting.
Love?
Yeah.
That's good.
And really fun.
She'll be a fan favorite.
Yeah, she totally will be. Lauren Elena is a country singer. She was on American Idol. You guys, I mean, I actually think this is a pretty good list. Sean Spicer.
Spicy's gonna be on there?
The White House press secretary.
Oh, wow. I wonder what song changed his life.
That's fascinating. There's a real wild card. All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Twin Cities Live today, Channel 5, starting at 3. And Best to the Nest, her podcast with Marjorie Punnett. You can listen to mytalk1071.com. We'll be back with Mini Horror.
Good morning and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. I'm Bradley Trainer in for Jason today, along with Alexis Thompson and Don McLean. It's Wednesday, August 21st, just after 8:30, about 8:32 and a half. Hopefully you're getting busy with your day, some coffee included. I need another cup. I don't know about you, Alexis.
Yes, that sounds good.
Especially as you tell me about mini horses.
Oh, we got to talk about
what the heck do mini horses have to do with the price of tea?
They're so cute, aren't they?
I love them.
They're just lovely little...
I mean, they're cute. Horses are cute.
Little sweet little things. Well, a big thank you to Phil, our unpaid researcher, for tweeting us this story. Because I thought, you know what? We need to talk about this. Looks like miniature horses have now been approved or included on the list of service animals that airlines must allow to fly. And while they're very cute, they're big animals. And can you just imagine you hop on your plane?
So now who says we have to do this?
To a person with a mini horse?
I don't want a horse next to me. I mean, children are bad enough.
Right.
But at least for the most part, you can keep them strapped into a chair.
Right.
And they don't do as much damage. I imagine a horse. How does that even work?
Well, it looks like many airlines are trying to limit some of the animals allowed in, which we can see that. Right?
Yeah.
Cats and dogs.
No peacocks allowed. I know that.
Yeah. Right. Or any kind of animal like geese or there's some other
wild animals don't seem like a good idea. Now, I know that these are domesticated animals.
True.
But
and these mini horses are, too. I mean, they are trained. But following the new guidelines issued by the U.S. Department of Transportation, mini horses, they're on the list. And they need airlines need to allow them to, they need
to
accommodate.
So airlines don't have a choice? You have to accommodate a mini horse?
Animals. Yes.
Oh, God. That just seems like a bad idea.
Now, I wonder if we just need a special airline for those who have therapy animals.
Oh,
yeah. Just I
and then they
know
can have car seats and a whole bunch of different things that the animals may need.
It just seems judgy, but do you really need a horse?
I mean, that's kind of
do you need a horse?
That's big. That's big.
I mean, we have cats and dogs.
True.
Can't that be
ferret,
enough?
Maybe? No. No. They have to be big enough maybe to open doors and open the fridge, you know, that type of thing.
fridge?
You never know.
Okay.
You never know what the needs are, right?
Yeah.
Do horses do that, though?
I guess, yeah, they essential services to people with disabilities, visual impairment, mobility issues, mainly, wow, are the
but
the
these
people,
are, this is different than a service animal. This is a support animal.
This is a service animal. Yeah, it's a service animal. It's on the list. It's not very common, of course, but it is very popular to have a mini horse that can help because they are strong animals, especially if you do have mobility issues, if they need to pull you or push you or you can't see very well.
Do they
that's usually the
goats?
Type of person that they are assigned to. Mm-hmm. Let's see if goats are on this list. That's a good question.
Monkeys? I hope monkeys aren't on the list. I feel like monkeys shouldn't be pets, but what do I know?
Oh, the only creatures commercial flight companies are allowed to ban are ferrets, rodents, snakes, reptiles, and spiders.
Who needs a
What's a spider doing for you?
Yes.
It's going to scare all the other people away. That's what it is.
I was thinking about this in terms of the support animals, because I feel like you could probably come up with a more docile, smaller, compact animal that can fit inside of a carrier.
Right.
Versus like a service animal, like a service dog who's actually, you know, walking you through the world or what have you.
Yeah. Well, and some people are also abusing that, you know.
Of course, you see all these people and you're like, you just know. And like, I hate
it. Is that vest legit?
I hate it because it gives a bad rap to people who have legitimate concerns.
Yes.
You know, and it makes people judge everybody's service/support animal.
Right.
But like, yeah, just like everything in the world, somebody will ruin it for us all.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I just can't imagine. You need probably two seats for a mini horse. You want to be in your own row, because just imagine.
Well, do you have to buy a ticket? I'm assuming you have to buy a ticket for your support animal, right?
Yeah,
you can't just use a free seat.
Right.
And you're not putting a horse under the, you know, in the space underneath the seat in front of you.
I just want to talk about the poop.
Do they wear diapers?
A mini horse has big poop.
Are they potty trained? They might be potty trained.
How do you? Potty train a horse?
I mean, if you can potty train a cat, you can potty train
a horse. Horses are different.
I mean, would they go to a litter box? I don't know.
Do you just put a diaper on them?
You diaper it, or you tape a bag under its tail?
Yeah.
and just do the diameter of the bag and just kind of...
She's gonna really work it out for us.
You know, something like that.
I imagine if you went on Amazon, you could find horse diapers.
Horse diaper bags.
Don't do it. Oh, my goodness. So, well,
we might be seeing that, friends.
I would be so excited if there was a mini horse on my flight. I got to be honest.
Yeah,
it would be. If I got to sit next to the mini horse, I'd be... I know I can't touch it, but I would really love it.
Oh, yeah. The temptation is there.
Yeah. I would just be like... Can I at least take a selfie with it?
Hands to myself. Yeah, you're like, please, let's just do that.
I would be really excited. I would. I would much rather sit next to a mini horse than a screaming kid.
Yeah, well, these guys, they're trained.
Or a bratty kid.
Right.
You know?
Hey.
Bradley, would you pick a bratty kid or a mini horse?
Mini horse.
Okay.
I'd pick the human variety.
I would pick animals
over
humans every day of the week, though.
Yeah. Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
My perfect world is like... You don't want to know.
Yes, okay, now it's we want to know.
It would not be a very kind place for humanity.
Would it be Noah's Ark? And you're Noah?
Is
that what you're thinking? A variety of animals?
There would be some people, because, you know, but not very many. Because you do need people. You're a human creature. You need to be social. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you'll, wither and die.
You're going to let Jamie
come be with you.
Okay,
of course.
All right. So maybe it's just him and Mama.
And some friends.
Yeah, you need other people out there to make products for you that you consume.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But we're going to have machines that do that eventually. So my need for people will, quickly disappear. By the time I'm about 80, I'm hoping I can live.
You can live robots
without about people 10 around. Folks.
Yeah.
You know? And we can rotate, we can move, spread people out a little bit, but.
Yeah, you have your own little compound. You
but
just
really,
see
at the end of the day, let's be honest, animals are better than people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really do believe that.
Interesting. It sounds so depressing.
Hey, let's take a break. When we come back, Haley and Justin Bieber, they're best friends.
Alexis has an issue with this. I have to tell you about it. Okay, Bradley, we'll see what you have to say.
I'm excited.
Yes.
Oh, I'm missing you. That's why I'm glad you showed up for the last
segment.
You're
talking to Jamie.
Me too.
Jamie, Colleen and Holly.
Oh,
but don't worry, we'll be back together tomorrow.
I know.
Thanks for letting me play in your playground.
Yeah, hey, thanks
Jason
for playing
and Alexis.
With us. Especially last minute, too. You know, Jason's not feeling well. His lower lip is big.
Yeah,
swollen
it looked like he had some sort of allergic reaction or something. I hope he's feeling better today. Nice. And in the meantime, in between time... Mm-hmm. We're doing our thing here on My Talk 107.1 as we round out another hour. And
We have spouses calling each other best friends.
Yeah, Alexis, I wanted to know your opinion on this. So
okay.
I read this article, Haley Baldwin Bieber, or just Bieber, and Justin Bieber. They got married in a courthouse earlier last year, but they're going to have a more festive celebration. That's what rumor has it, according to People magazine, that this fall they are making quiet wedding details, but they're very excited. She did recently post something on Instagram.
Okay. So it's thoughtful.
This was their engagement anniversary, okay?
Yes.
And it says, vacation officially over, back to reality. And they have these sad faces, and I'm like, well, first of all, is your reality...
What is your reality?
What are you escaping from? You know, your vacation is not like our vacations.
Yeah, exactly.
Your reality is a little bit...
skewed.
Yeah. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, let me just get off of judging that. She says, 1 year ago, I said yes to being your best friend for life.
Okay.
And today I've never loved you more. Life gets more beautiful every day because of you. My heart belongs to you forever.
Okay.
Here's to learning and growing together.
Okay.
The problem Alexis is going to have with this is, Alexis, tell Bradley.
Yes. Okay. And this originated from my husband, who has now convinced me, because I told him once that you're my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, no, I'm not. And I was like, but you are my best friend. How can you tell me who my best friend is? It's you.
Yeah.
And he says, well, you're not mine. And I was like, whoa. What? I'm not your best friend.
Wow, that was rough.
It's like, that's harsh. What do you mean by that? And you know, he does make a good point that, and I guess when I think of best friend, now is anyone really a best friend? That's a whole nother concept that we can talk about.
It's very junior high when you think about it. Yeah.
And specifically your spouse, he says, look, I'm not your best friend. I'm better than that. I'm your spouse friend. And I was like, oh.
Spouse friend?
Okay. Yeah, so that's what that's how he's defining it. And, yeah. Of course, this all boils down to semantics, of course. But he says, look, you have best friends. You have Kelly. You have other people in your life that you can call. And they're your best friend in the sense that you can call them and whine and bitch about me. Mm-hmm. That's what your best friend is for. I can't. I'm not your everything, which is a great, just in and of itself, that's a great concept. You cannot put all your eggs in a basket for one person and expect them to be your everything, emotional, physical, everything, because that's just not realistic. And what a standard to live up to. Do we want to live up to that, right?
Yep.
And so at least that's how he's defining it. But just in general, having a best friend, is that juvenile? Is it? Does that exist? And is that what you're doing with your friendships? So, putting them all into, you're my everything. I'm going to tell you everything.
I love that we're having this conversation because we've actually had this conversation on our show. I don't believe in the concept of best friend. I think it is like sort of it's something you do. Now, it's going to offend a lot of people who have this concept. That's fine. I just don't have that concept. Right. I don't choose to have a best friend because I feel like it's a weird thing and it puts undue pressure on people. And when you're an adult, like friendship is sometimes lasts a long time. Relationships you have with people change over time. Labels can be really complicated. So I just don't choose to use that concept or label. I've got amazing people in my life who I dearly love as friends and would almost consider family probably.
Right.
But for me, best friends, no, that is like a weird, I say weird and then I feel bad, but that is a concept that I find fraught with all sorts of expectations.
Yes.
And so when it comes
to... You want to live with animals, let's remember.
Thank you.
Let's people that depend on me for their emotional happiness, the better.
Because animals will...
I got my robots.
Animals will just... They're pure love.
They are. They're loyal and true.
So much easier.
Anyway, so I never liked the concept of best friend to begin with. I get the sentiment people are trying to make with that statement when they say my spouse is my best friend. But to Angel's point, it's so valid. Like, no, spouse is enough. It's actually more than enough. It is better than best friend. Like there is, so I get that and I appreciate that. And I think anybody who has that notion is really thinking about it. At the end of the day, what it's saying is he's really valuing your relationship more than a friend he might have.
Yes.
Right? So I think that's awesome.
So it's better than a best friend.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's something no one else can have.
Yes.
It is just between the two of you and nobody else can have that.
Yeah. I will say I do have someone who I would consider my best friend because I've known him since I was 19.
Yes.
I will always be there for him no matter what he goes through because that's what you should do. We have changed. And there are ups and downs to both of our, personalities. And will he always be there for me? Yes, I think he will. And that's what I consider my best friend. But on the flip side, there was a point where I realized that I'm not his best friend.
Mm. Oh, see?
That is awkward.
I don't think I am. But then I was like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because he requires my best friend, Brooke. I think he really likes someone to be his best friend, to be with him daily.
That's cool. There.
And he's another gay man, and they're always doing things together every day. We don't do that. Obviously, he lives in Missouri now. I don't live there anymore.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I don't consider him my best friend. That I can confide in no matter what. I can tell him whatever.
I just think that when you give somebody that label, and if you share it with them, that puts a huge pressure and expectation on them. And and my experience through life has been that people will come and go out of your lives and you have to be perfectly comfortable letting them go.
Yeah.
But we spend all this time,
trying
to define it, trying to figure out, like, if, for example, you're not in each other's lives anymore, like you did something wrong or they did something wrong. And I just don't think it has to be that way. I think it is literally that there are people who are meant to come into your lives for a period of time. And there are people who are meant to be around for a long time. But those relationships will also change. So the people that I've known since I was in school, I would not call them a best friend, even though I could call them today and we would have a very fruitful conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But I would never give somebody that expectation of calling them my best friend.
Right. Does that make other people around you feel, too? If you're like, they're my best friend. And they're like, well, what about me?
Right.
I didn't realize that until someone pointed that out to me. And I thought, oh, I never even thought about that, how that would make you feel if Yeah, especially in the case if that person believes that you're his or her best friend.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just.
And then there's also, if you work in, there's my daughter.
Yeah.
Like, is she my best friend? Should she be my best friend?
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that just seems like, that's just.
And does that change over time? Because she's,
she's an adult.
An adult?
Right.
Can't there she just be your daughter and you love her and you're, you know what I mean? Like, why do you need to call it something?
I mean, my mom that's is more true. Of my best, not best, but my mom is more of a friend now than she ever was.
Sure, that makes sense, right? The older you get, the more relatable you are to one another.
Yeah, and you shouldn't try to be their friend when they're growing up because half the time you have to be something else, which is the authority.
And you're better than a friend. I'm your mom.
Here's an example. Jamie and my mother. So Jamie is my partner and my mother are friends.
Okay.
And they can talk about things that my mother and I would not talk about.
Ah.
Because I'm like, that's my mother.
Uh-huh.
Right. And as much as I can talk about anything with my mother, I just wouldn't. Right? Yeah. Like there are certain things I would choose not to.
Have you learned things about your mother through Jamie?
Oh, probably. Yeah. Yeah, but we say that all the time. You know, like we interact differently.
Yeah.
And I sometimes am envious of their relationship in a way because it is as friends, right? Because when you're a friend with someone, you don't have the same family obligations. You don't have the same expectations. You don't have the same history.
The history.
Right?
Yes.
So,
back into your
and
rules.
I'll provide him understanding sometimes when he's got questions. I'm like, well, you may not know this, but. And vice versa. He's able to maybe put her in a context in a way that I haven't been able to see because I'm, seeing her as. My mom.
Yes. Look who's
God,
here.
God, we got so deep.
We got Donna and Steve. What's up, friends?
Hey.
Oh, yes.
Do you consider your wife your best friend, Steve?
You know, probably because we grew up, we started dating in high school. Mm. And so we were just like buddy-buddy from 10th grade on and then went out to college together. I hear this conversation a lot. The great Elizabeth Reese of My Talk and Twin Cities Live fame says people should not be best friends with their partners. But I think part of that might be because, we have to all understand we come into it with different life experiences of like when you met and what phase in life you were in. And, had you gone to college? Had you not gone to college? I've been married for, I think, about 20 years. I've been married for a very long time.
About?
Roughly. I'm rounding up.
There
now.
We go. Yeah.
So.
This is only because she's listening, right?
Who's that, Elizabeth?
You're like, I got to say my wife because...
She's listening. But I think
it's true.
I mean, I have like another best friend.
Well,
I don't know.
We were also talking
but
about best friends
But can you have more than one best friend?
No, there's only one best.
Ooh, I should have brought this up earlier in the show.
Thank you.
Wow. What's coming up quick, guys?
I don't know.
Oh, Donna versus Ryan at 11 o'clock. Amy Daniels, our boss, decides, will we have guests at the fair? Find out live at 11.
Can't wait for that. Okay, Bradley, thank you so much.
Of course.
Fair starts tomorrow. Jace will be back. We love you guys. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.